Om Shanti. 17th August 2019, Saturday. So from today onwards, we are beginning a new series, The Fragrance of Essence. So today's Murli starts with Essence, Sweet Children, along with having remembrance. Pay full attention to this study. By having remembrance, you become pure. And by studying, you become the masters of the world. So today's essence, sweet children, along with having remembrance, pay attention to the study. By having remembrance, you become pure, and by studying, you become masters of the world, or you attain post. So today's entire Murli is based on these two things. One very important thing to understand is how remembrance leads to purity. How is it that the pilgrimage of remembrance, yad, how this journey, this travel, this sojourn of soul leads to purity? Any answer? Okay, so the one reason is person. How the purity comes from remembrance. We have heard this statement almost in every Murli. And when we hear something multiple times, we stop thinking about it. It becomes a commonplace thing. In English, it is known as cliché. So when something becomes cliché, it's very difficult to think of it. Unless and until you stop to ponder upon it, taking out time. So, there are multiple things we can think of by which remembrance leads to purity. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said there are two methods of achieving purity. One is remembrance. Second is not achieving, rather soul becomes pure by these two methods. One is remembrance, second is punishment. Mochra. By two methods you can become pure. So we can think of multiple points. First, remembrance is a stage which is beyond body consciousness. Remembrance is a stage when you transcend this ephemeral body. When this body, you don't remember anymore. So it's a stage which is beyond body and beyond body consciousness. And that's why remembrance leads to purity. Because if we analyze the cause of impurity, it is body. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, sanskar is taken away by soul while departing, and body is reduced to ashes. So it is the soul that takes the sanskar, and the body is reduced to ashes. So it's a stage which is beyond body consciousness, and that's why yad, and that's why this yoga, that's why this remembrance, that's why this yoga of the intellect leads to purity. The second, as you rightly said, In remembrance, we are connected to the ocean of purity. We get connected to the ocean of purity. We get connected to the original source of purity. So when soul is connected to Supreme Soul, or when the lower power is connected to higher power, automatically whatever that is there in the higher power starts coming, gets transmitted in the lower power. So this process will definitely lead to purity. So the needle is attracted towards the magnet. So gradually the magnet induces its magnetic power and field into that needle. So the second thing is that we are connected to the ocean of purity. That's why the soul gets pure when it stays in remembrance of the Supreme Soul. The third is place, Paramdham, the supreme abode, the incorporeal world, the land of silence, the land of liberation. So in remembrance, we transcend this world and we enter a newfangled arena, a world which is absolutely pure. And why Paramdham is pure? Because there are no elements. Five elements are not there. The element which is there is the sixth element, which remains away from that cycle of Sato, Rajo and Tamo. Paramdham never degrades. Paramdham and that Brahma Tattva, the element, the Brahma element which is there, it never goes from Sato to Rajo and Rajo to Tamo. It remains ever pure. It is the five elements. They come in the cycle of purity, impurity. So that is another reason that when soul is remembering a particular place, for example, I sit here and I remember Madhuvan, automatically those vibrations of the Madhuvan come to me. And when I sit here and I try to remember the marketplace where people are yelling, shouting, screaming, and there is a corruption rampant and people are cheating, I try to remember, I try to visualize and envision that scene, and automatically I start getting vibrations. So whichever place one remembers, the same vibrations penetrate the soul. Whichever scene one remembers, the same thing will happen. I remember extremely purity, a mother with a child, and the vibrations of purity will start coming within me. So place is a very important thing. So soul becomes pure by remembrance because of remembering that place. Next, when in remembrance, soul is in the stage of concentration. So soul is absolutely concentrated whilst in remembrance. And concentration, just as you have a magnifying glass and you keep a paper below and the sun rays, sunbeams are falling on the magnifying glass, they become focused. If you keep the paper whole day without the magnifying glass, it will never get burned. But the moment you keep a magnifying glass, the rays are focused, refracted, and then the paper starts burning. So yoga or remembrance is a stage of concentration. And whenever the soul gets concentrated and the pure rays start coming from the supreme abode, automatically the sins, the sinful activities, the bad karmas, the evil deeds, the old sanskars, the waste, the negative, the unwanted, the contamination, the alloy, the adulteration, the stains which are there on the soul, they start getting burnt up. So the fourth reason is concentration. Then fifth, timelessness, kalatit. In remembrance, you go beyond time. It's very difficult otherwise to go beyond time. But yes, in love, one goes beyond time. Two friends meet after 20 years and they spend this whole night talking, and when it is dawn, they feel, oh, suddenly it has, there is a sunrise, we have not even talked. So they transcend time, or time becomes less. So there are three conditions. When the time becomes less, second, when the time becomes long, and third, when person goes beyond time. In the first condition, when there is a happiness, time becomes less. And when there is a sorrow, time is expanded, time is stretched, time becomes big. Each moment appears a century. When one is in pain, when somebody has deserted someone, when somebody has cheated on someone, or somebody has deceived someone, and one is in deep pain, a stage of sorrow, a stage of depression, a stage of frustration, a stage of complete, when completely emotionally devastated. So that stage of devastation, the time becomes big, and stage of happiness, time becomes less. Actually, time is there always. Time is not becoming anything, but the perception changes. But there is a stage when we go beyond time, and that stage is the stage of yoga. So when you go beyond time, the effect of time finishes, as if the time stops. And at present, time itself is tamopradhan. So one gets rid of that effect of time, and one crosses the boundaries of time. One enters a stage which is known as kalatit, samayatit. One enters a stage which is known as timelessness. So in this stage of timelessness, soul starts becoming pure. The next, total forgetfulness. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you will get prize, you will get scholarship only when you forget everyone. Everything that belongs to this world. Persons, things, objects, your palaces, your buildings. But there is a lot of effort in this. But you will get scholarship, prize, lottery. Three words are used. only when you forget. So yad or remembrance is a stage of forgetfulness. Forgetfulness, remembrance means forgetfulness. Such a controversial statement. Remembrance means to forget. So remembrance is a stage of forgetfulness of the world, of the worldly things, of worldly objects, of worldly persons. Because these are the people and their influence has blackened the soul. The purity is destroyed by worldly relationships, by worldly expectations, because of those expectations, soul becomes sorrowful, and in sorrow there is no remembrance. So remembrance is a stage of total forgetfulness. And then last, what could be? Any other thinking? Forgetfulness, you are detached. In body, going beyond the body, you are detached. Anything else? Remembrance is a stage of egolessness. And when one enters the stage of egolessness, desirelessness, many things get deleted. As I said, in the bodilessness, if we go beyond body, here you can say bodilessness. So, whether it is bodilessness, it is forgetfulness, it's egolessness. So, when the soul is in that stage of egolessness, previous sanskars start getting deleted. For example, if this is the brain and there is a soul, so there are many imprints of the soul on the brain also. Even the soul is in the brain. So many things that has happened with the soul has affected brain also. So some impressions are there on the brain as well. Why? Brain is physical, soul is spiritual. Because if you see, when a person becomes old, the brain shrinks, atrophy happens. Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, dementia. So there are so many brain conditions where soul is affected. So it's a body that is affecting the soul. So it's the soul also that can affect the body. So when we leave, so many things which are happening in the soul are also making impact on the brain. And when we are in the stage of remembrance, the soul becomes bodiless. And in the stage of bodilessness, the impressions, the neural synapses, the neural pathways, the axonal pathways which are formed in the brain, they also get deleted. And the new pathways are created. So when one is sorrowful for a very long time, the brain also starts getting affected. the person's capacity to remember decreases. They become forgetful. We know that old people, in old age such thing happens, but such thing can also happen in younger age. So brain is also affected by the metabolism of the soul. Just as there are chemical reactions in the body, there are chemical reactions in the soul also, which in turn are affecting the brain. So remembrance is a stage of egolessness, that I is deleted. Because with that I are linked 100 things of the world. The moment you remove that I, automatically purity will start. So how remembrance leads to purity, this is really a topic to churn. There are the few things I could think of, but I think there are many more things which should be understood, churned, pondered upon. So Baba is saying in today's essence, sweet children, along with having remembrance, actually this essence is actually more focusing on the study. Because in today's Murli, Baba at two places said, simply by remembrance nothing is going to happen. You have to do study also. Simply by remembrance nothing is going to happen. So you have to pay full attention to this study. You should have a very good brain, dimag, for this study. And pay attention to the study. Also pay attention to this 84 birth cycle, spinning the discus of self-realization of 84 birth cycle. So by studying you become the masters of the world. So the second point is about study. So here a few points. What are the qualities of a smart student? Smart student. I am not asking sincere student. There are many sincere students who are obedient. I am not asking those. I am asking the smart students, the bright students. So they would have a very strong memory. Very strong memory power. They would be able to remember whatever that is taught, whatever that is told, whatever they read. So they have very strong grasping power. They have very strong memory muscles. So smart student means strong memory. Then smart student means concentrated. They have a very high level of concentration. They don't have to keep on reading one thing multiple times. They will read once and grasp it. There are two students. One is very sincere, another is smart, not sincere. So A is smart and B is sincere. B spends the whole day in library reading multiple things. A hardly reads. But whatever A reads, has grasp, very high grasping power. And this person keeps on reading whole day, but he is not focused. His concentration is scattered. So even if you need even if you get very small time, very less time, in the less time you can master a lot. So smart student means he is focused. He has the power of concentration. Then smart student means, don't tell the qualities of sincere students. Tell the quality of a smart student. What else? Okay. Even sincere students are very good listeners. Smart students. They have a very extraordinary way of looking at things. They do not think what the whole world thinks. They are genius in one way. They are clever. They can look at those things which others have missed. So, this is known as ridiculous thinking. Ridiculous thinking means very odd thinkers. They will think those things which others have not. They are out, they are exceptional. They are out of the run of the mill. Their way of thinking is a little different. And they are in fact vidrohi, rebellious. They are rebel. They do not accept what is being taught to them. They do not accept because it is written in the book. They do not accept because somebody has said it. They are the ones who try to find the truth themselves. It's a rebellious spirit. They are rebels in one way. So they are trying to know the truth on their own. And they are Satyanveshi, means the researcher of truth. They are the one who have thirst for knowing the truth, the ultimate truth and the only truth. They are not satisfied with what is written, what is given to them on the platter, but they explore truth. So they are the explorer of truth. They are the searcher of truth, researcher of truth. They have that curiosity to know. And one more thing is curious. Smart student means very curious. What is this? What is that? What is this? What is that? They want to know each and everything. They have all the stupid questions in their head, which always irritate the teacher. And teacher don't want them in the class. Smart student means they are very curious because their questions are out of the world. Because they have such questions which nobody has even thought of. So that is a sign of a smart student. Very, very curious. Curious to know everything. This is the Murli, read it and remember it. Such a thing they will not do. We want to find out the truth, the ultimate truth, the final truth, the real truth. And another, they have a very strong analytical mind. They analyze everything. It's not that whatever that is told to them, they will accept. They will analyze things. Very strong critical thinking, very strong analytical mind. They will not believe in any superstitions. If you tell them this is this, this is this, they don't want to accept that. Very strong analytical mind. So these are the signs of smart student. And then sincere students everybody knows and everybody is. To become sincere student is a good thing, but one has to become smart. Now we live in the world of smartphones, so we should become smart. Smarter than the smartphones. So Baba wants us to become very smart. And, you know, in psychology, they talk about indigo children. You know indigo children? Who are they? Indigo children, very sharp minded children, small child, he'll remember everything. They are known as indigo children. They are special breed. There was then a Google boy, what was his name? Kautilya. Yeah, something like that. So, indigo children are those with very precocious memory, very sharp memory. They know something out of... He will be in the 6th standard, but he will be solving the sums of 10th standard. They are known as indigo children. He is just 6 year old, but they will remember shlokas, they will chant, they will remember the whole chapter by heart. A very small girl, and remembering capitals of all the countries of the world. Extraordinary talent, extraordinary abilities, extraordinary intellectual strengths. So they are known as indigo children. So indigo children are those, they are known as indigo. They are very, very sharp. So here also in this knowledge, one has to, even though Baba says, okay, you have to remember father and all that, it's okay. But in today's Murli, as I said, Baba said, only by remembrance nothing is going to happen. You have to study, and you have to study hard. And it's a study that God has come as a teacher, so you have to study, you are a student. So you have to become bright student, sharp student, intellectual student, and you have to become something like this indigo children. So, essence of today's Murli, two things. Sweet children, along with having remembrance, pay full attention, not half attention, full attention to the study. So by having remembrance you become pure, and by studying you become the masters of the world. So these are the two points to remember, and you can go and read Murli, and so many points are covered in the Murli. Try to understand the Murli in depth. What is scholarship? What is spiritual scholarship? Who gets the scholarship in the world? Not every student gets the scholarship. If there is a class of 50 students, only 2 or 3 will get scholarship. On the basis of what? Their marks, their hardworking nature, their earnestness, their desire to study more, and they don't waste time. Only such students get scholarship. Baba said in today's Murli, who will get the scholarship? Who are destroyer of attachments. Who are not attached to anybody. So very high qualification is needed to get scholarship. Scholarship, prize, lottery. 3 words are used in today's Murli. So if you want prize, if you want scholarship, if you want lottery, you have to pay. And what is the payment? Payment is nashto moha. You need the currency. Nashto moha currencies. You have to pay them, then only you get. Otherwise, you do not. So you need currencies. Then only you get. So, take out such points from the Murli. At one point, Baba said, you become deity in 1 second from Manushya. Kiye karatna lagi var. So you become deity. How? This is a point to churn. Take it as a topic. Yes, you are monkeys. These monkeys. Why monkeys are so vicious? This is another point to churn. What are the problems with monkeys? This is a problem. Why monkeys, Baba? Baba doesn't like monkeys. Baba says they are very vicious. Because once they hold things, they don't leave. Here also the saukar, the rich, they will catch. And they think of money all the time, and they die in the remembrance of their relatives. Very rare. Koto me koi, of the millions, somebody will remember Baba. Badi mehnat. Very, very efforts, very great efforts are needed. Because here you are going to become deity. Which deity? Bade bade devta. So, this is in short about today's essence. Om Shanti.